Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Hello!
Hello, I'm Evie.
I'm Claudia, and we're the hosts of The Poodcast, a podcast trying to break down that poo taboo, even if people push back.
And people do push back, don't they?
People do push back.
People push buttons.
Do you know what I thought about this week? So Rich has been talking about how he might want to do this rugby podcast.
Oh yeah.
And do you know what my first thought was?
What?
Oh, God, I hope you don't embarrass me.
That is fucking, the irony is unreal. I love it. A, it was made instantly about yourself.
Obviously.
And B, it was obviously a reflection of whether or not you'd be embarrassed. Bearing in mind, we host a podcast called The Poodcast.
I'm like, all he'll be talking about is rugby.
And how embarrassing can that be?
How embarrassing.
How and embarrassing like, you're talking about rugby.
Everyone always asks me, they're like, does your husband not care that you like talk about this stuff on podcasts? And I'm like, well, if he does, he's never said anything. Like he doesn't seem that upset that I'm doing this. One day they've had this idea that they might do this rugby podcast, and it was literally the first thought that goes in my head.
I hope
he doesn't embarrass me. I hope he doesn't ruin my sterling reputation.
Yeah, what a dick, God.
I hope he doesn't talk about shitting himself on a rugby podcast.
So good.
How awful. Evie, how are your bum and tum miss thing? Well, did you turn that from a yawn into a sigh?
Yeah.
That was good.
I need another one. We're recording late today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. That's why I've got wine.
You got wine? It's Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't say that because it's due out tomorrow. We're recording this.
No, because people should appreciate this quick turnaround.
We're the content queens.
Aren't we just? Our content is constant.
Our content is content.
People don't know how to keep up with the amount of content we put out.
No siree. Mm-mm. Well, speaking of things that won't stop coming, poo.
Holy moly.
I do have a hot off the press story that happened yesterday.
Is it really hot?
Yeah.
Oh God.
There's going to be parts of this story that I'm going to have to either bleep or edit out, I think.
Well,
or
honey,
maybe I shouldn't.
It's up to you.
I'm going to start and then I'm going to edit this one. So
do you want it? Do you want? I can literally go bleep if you do that to me, and I'll go bleep.
That's really kind. I don't think that'll be necessary.
Okay.
But well, thank you. But if I, yeah. I'll get,
wanted right. a job, but
slap,
that's fine.
Slap down.
What am I supposed to do? Just sit here and listen?
What? And when do I come in?
Where's my part? Should I get the maracas?
I hope you don't embarrass me.
I hope you don't embarrass me.
So this is something that happened yesterday.
Okay.
Separate note, been dealing with a little bit of the old anxiety.
Fair.
When I say a little bit, I mean perpetual anxiety every second of every day.
I've never heard of it. How do you pronounce it? Anxiety.
And
is it French?
I think it derives from Latin, actually. The sort of anxiety, I think, is how they pronounce it.
It sounds rough. I wouldn't know.
Very unfamiliar.
Just a constant ball of confidence. Rolling down the road.
I'll be honest, babe. I don't want... like a little ball of anxiety. I don't want to sound unrelatable, but it's not really something I'm that familiar with.
No, it's not. It's not massively your bag. No.
No,
but yay.
But I tend to swing more towards the depression end of the scale.
Okay, well, everyone gets a prize.
I very quickly want to kill myself. You very quickly will rack up some anxiety and live off that.
Can I just tell you?
I don't like your end of the pool. Sorry.
The anxiety that I've experienced this evening? So my sister voice noted me. She's out with some mates. They're clearly very pissed. And she was like, Claudia, tell everybody about the time that you were in Waterstones bookstore and you
Your
convinced...
Your sister doesn't talk like this.
Yeah, I know, but it's funnier, isn't it?
Okay, sorry.
I'm doing it for the crowd.
I've embarrassed you.
For the fight. Stop embarrassing me. And I said, and she was like, tell everybody about the time that you were in Waterstones and you found a 14th Lemony Snicket book. So I'm convinced when I was younger, I have this memory of finding this Lemony Snicket book that said number 14 on it, even though there were only 8 out. And I was convinced I'd literally found this secret Lemony Snicket book. Anyway, in the background, her mate's going, she's a fucking liar. She's a liar.
Oh, well, no.
I snapped. I messaged back going, well, as far as I remember, yes, I did. I don't appreciate being called a fucking liar by people I haven't met.
Were you being dead serious as well?
Yeah. I was like, cheers, gals. And then she messaged my little sister back going, well, they're my friends that you've met on numerous occasions. Bye. Anyway, I sit there in a pit of anxiety, 45 minutes, go through every fight me and Liv have ever had. Has this all been leading up to this moment?
Of course, yeah.
Do I now just not speak to her for a month?
Right, to, yeah.
And then she'll learn her lesson that she shouldn't, her friend shouldn't have called me a fucking liar in the background.
To be fair, I think obviously they're drunk and it's in jest, but in the moment you're like, sometimes you're like, I'm not in the place where I can hear this.
Excuse me, I'm not a fucking liar. Maybe I dreamed it. But either way,
You're not lying.
I'm not lying.
You're not a mendacious
cunt. And how dare you even suggest that I could have, even as an 8-year-old, made that up. Anyway, I sent her about a 2-paragraph text apologising and I hope she has a really nice evening and her friends sound lovely and I'm so sorry for being snappy with them.
Immediately back down.
Yeah.
It's funny, I don't think things are generally especially fraught between you and your sister.
No, they're not. That's why I panicked. And then she messaged back going, I don't know what you're talking about. We're all so drunk. Like, chill out.
So that's a lesson maybe in that moment, the anxiety.
So, you know, I'm just letting the listeners know, you know, me and anxiety, we bestie buds.
We bestie buds. I mean, to the point where perhaps it would be a text of like, do you still love me?
Like,
yeah.
Do you still envision me in your life or have I been pushed off the face of the earth?
Got it. Yeah, yeah, of course. It's straight to...
The tattoo has already been engraved on my arm kind of thing. You know?
Right, I see. Yeah, like, yeah, love you, Liv kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. You don't really get this.
I don't get this, but I've had it every single day for a week.
No.
Due to factors.
Oh, hon.
And, yeah, it's not the best. And, you know, it's something I'm going to work through. Mm-hmm. I've got it right now, actually. My heart's like pounding.
No. Okay, what can we do?
Well, I'll just tell the story and then my moment for the
better. Oh, okay, you actually are going to tell the story of why you're anxious.
Probably not, but okay. I'll tell you the results of the anxiety. So I was very, very, it's been quite bad and building up all week. There were moments where it went away, but generally I would say out of 24 hours, I was probably spending at least 23 hours and 30 minutes feeling hot, like flight, freeze, fight.
That's a lot.
Awful, exhausting actually. And I woke up Friday, I didn't even second to start thinking about what I might worry about, and bang, woke up, death. That's what, you know, like,
shit.
Life comedy or death podcast. Situation. Yeah. Sorry, keep it light. I'm about to keep... Sorry, Evie, can we just remind you this is a comedy
podcast?
Can
I just tell you, people are supposed to be laughing.
I'm hoping that will come.
If it doesn't, then the joke's on them.
If it doesn't, go and watch fucking Kevin Bridges. What would you want from me? You know, just go and do something else. I'll turn this off right now. Anyway, so I was really anxious all week, and then I woke up especially anxious yesterday, which was Friday. Now, I think a big part of that anxiety, what played into it, was the fact I was on my way I had to wait all day 4:15 for an audition.
Oh, mate. Well, yeah, that'll do it. That will definitely do it.
Babe, normally I love an audition.
I know, and you're very calm. You're very good at being calm. Yeah,
I love going into an audition feeling like, what's going to happen now?
Yeah,
fair. I live for that shit. Yesterday, not in the right headspace at all for that. The audition is at Pineapple Studios. I'm not a dancer.
She's a dancer.
Well, Claudia, it was for a dance show, but not my role wouldn't be dancing.
Oh my God, sorry, I just realised what this is. Yes, okay.
Should we talk about it after?
Okay.
Or do you want to talk about it now?
Whenever you want, it's your audition and it's your moment.
Thank you. Well, I won't go into it now, but anyway, that's what it was for. I know, can you believe it?
She's a dancer. Sorry, we can't talk about it on the podcast. It's private information.
I've actually signed an NDA.
Because she's that bigger deal these days, ladies and gentlemen, which is at Pineapple Dance Studios.
I felt like Louis Spence, you know, when he's dancing in Pineapple Studios.
Did you have a little like fit bitch towel to like mop yourself with from all the dancing?
I didn't have to do any dancing, I can't stress enough.
I know, but
sorry. Yeah,
they don't know that.
Yeah, okay. So I had a towel and I was dripping with sweat and I dabbed my head and my chest and my arms and my legs, etc. I got there and I was so anxious. I was like, I literally have to go to the toilet immediately.
It was my pre-audition ritual. Like,
going to the loo.
Make sure you have enough time there so you can go shit your pants in the toilet
Before
you go in. And then you feel Empty.
See, this is exactly what happened. Yep. So I arrived and I had 10 minutes until my audition. I was up and I was like, great, that's fully at least 5 minutes I can spend that on the toilet.
Perfect time.
Okay. Gender neutral toilets. Great. Second floor. I get there. There's quite a large queue. I've got to go in that one because I don't want to go to the other gender neutral toilet because it's on the same floor as the audition and I knew what was going to happen in there. So I just queued and queued and queued and I went in and there's a queue behind me and I just thought, guys, I'm going to be in there for a little while and it's going to be bad. So I was wearing a jumpsuit. I took it down. I've only pooed like that once before and that was before a half marathon.
Oh my
and
God.
It was like, it didn't stop.
Evie.
It was, but I felt amazing afterwards, and it did help with the anxiety because you need a toilet
cleanse.
I felt like I'd had some kind of what's that called, an enema.
Yeah,
I felt empty. It was great, and I did feel the anxiety went away—not away, but it lessened after the audition. But pre-audition, my anxiety was horrendous, and then I went to the toilet, and then my anxiety was kind of like just normal audition levels of anxiety.
This is what I used to do.
Yeah,
every single time.
Did you? Yeah.
Every single time.
And so now...
I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
As a way to, you know, get about life. But it does help. It really does help.
And I felt amazing. And but now... And that toilet was just bad. And there's a queue after me and I felt really embarrassed. And I slumped upstairs. Bearing in mind, everyone in there is in dance clothes. And I was in like my Doc Martens and a boiler suit looking like, you know, a non-dancer. So I think I was kind of recognisable as the, you know... sort of lesbian looking woman that went into the toilets and did a terrible, terrible shit. And now all I can think about when it, like I went out of Pineapple Studios and now I'm like, that's the place I did the worst shit of my life. So now for me, Pineapple Studios is synonymous with the most violent diarrhea actually.
But what a fun story to tell if and when you get the job. You know,
imagine if I got the job. I'm not going to, but I need to. I'll tell you. I might.
You bloody might.
But I might tell you off mic, sorry, listeners, just about the audition itself and the humbling experience with which. Actually, no, I can say this. I got there and the woman came out of the room before me. She looked exactly like me. She sounded exactly like me. She's from the Northwest. She had a blonde bob. She had a nose ring. I had my nose ring and we were both wearing boiler suits, both wearing Doc Martens. I was like, oh, you know, God, when you think that you're unique and then you suddenly realise that you're not.
This is why I used to think it every audition.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
I went into the audition, thought it went really well, came out and outside two other women, both under 5 foot, both blonde bobs. I was like, okay. So I'm not unique.
But you are. And this is what used to drive me a little bit mad, is that you look around and you go, okay, I'm not unique. And it's like, yeah, okay, fine. But you are a unique person.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes these things can literally belittle everything and squash it down to that moment. Even if you take, fine, I'm not going to go down the route of course, you're unique for your amazing personality and your life and all these things. Oh, you will have been unique of what you did in that audition room. Like, it will have been, period. So don't worry about that. I think sometimes in those moments, I'm just waving this glass of wine around.
I fucking love it. I want this.
But like, so much of it does boil down to such superficial reasons as to why you may not get a job. So you can then start to do that to yourself as well. But regardless of even if it does become the reason you don't get to the job, but you do get to the job, whatever, you are unique.
Thanks, Claudie.
You
and
are.
Do you know what? That has really made me feel much better because everything I've just listed is completely based on what people around me looked like and sounded like. And I was like, oh God, this is really humbling. Like, I always think I've got something different to offer. And I always think in my head, oh, it's because like maybe I dress a certain way or I'm really short or, you know, maybe my hair is different, you know, whatever it is. And then you realise actually lots of other people make those aesthetic choices as you. But actually...
Because they're kick-ass choices. There's a reason everyone was wearing boiler suits and Doc Martens. It's a fucking banging look.
Thank you, babe. And then now suddenly I'm seeing it in a different way. I'm like, oh, I won't have gone in that room and done the same thing that everybody...
Of course you won't. Everybody Even just did. The way you walked into the room will not have been the same as everybody else. The way, energy, the way you present yourself and the skills that you don't even realise are skills, just the way you talk to people, your sense of humour, your intelligence, that is just something that you naturally do. But I think it's important to just, once an audition's done, to just restack that shelf of confidence with all the right books and just, you know, make sure you're good.
Thank you so much. I forgot to tell my agent about that audition.
Therapy.
Oh God, it's mate. Expensive. But yeah, I forgot to tell my agent about it. I just went in and bit out of
fuck it. Yeah, what anyway. What they gonna do? You know. I mean,
drop me.
Yeah, yeah, there is stuff they could do. But, yeah, in this moment.
Yeah, I'm not going to think about that right now.
No, don't worry about it. Do you know what? The last time I went to Pineapple Dance Studios, I had an audition to my only audition at Pineapple Dance Studios while we were at uni. Mm. I auditioned.
What?
Yeah. I auditioned to be a character at Disneyland Paris.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
who were you auditioning for?
Anything, you can just like flat out and then okay. They put you in places.
Right, okay.
So I wanted to do it as like a summer in between uni.
Yeah, great, great.
I thought it'd be really fun. And I got a bit Paul Traitors, got a bit cocky because you'd get to the audition line and as you would get to the dance line in, I don't know, groups of five. They go 5, 6, 7, 8. I wasn't not getting it, but I wasn't getting it. Like And yet, every single round, number 255, whatever I was, year three, I kept being like, have I taken some, you know, Felix Elixir, whatever it's called.
Felix Felicis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, thinking exactly that before you said it, actually.
Why the hell am I keep getting around? And there was this one girl, she did not like me. And in fairness, I understand because she was phenomenal.
Mm.
She didn't go through and I did. And I kept being like,
Yeah,
I obviously it's like the hair flicks that I've been doing. Like I'm obviously I'm just much better than I thought I was. Yeah, like I really need to start boosting myself up. Yeah. Well, then right at the end of the day, got through like 6, 7 rounds. Perfect. Me and this guy get pulled forward, and they're like, "You're our HTFs." We were like, "What's HTF?"
Oh, sorry, I've never heard this story before. I've no idea what's going on. I'm so excited.
They're like, "You're our hard to finds."
Ah,
and I was like, oh, okay, I am hard to find. You're right.
And I am a gem.
And this guy, they're like, you're hard to find because he was so ginormous. And like, because you're going to play all our character roles that we usually have to get people to put stilts on. And they're like, you're hard to find because you're so small and people won't usually go in our costumes that aren't children. That will go do the parades and it's really hard to get children on board because they've took time out of school, blah, blah, blah. Whereas you're an actually fully fledged grown adult woman and we don't have to do that with you. You're our hard to find. And my ego was so big, I didn't take the job. I was like, nope, not going to do it. I don't want
to
be.
To be fair, I think that's the right call, babe.
I wanted to be, I thought what I was auditioning for was to be like Tinkerbell or something like that. You know, they wanted me in the full costume. Like,
as,
all
but
day,
at least as you as a human being. They wanted you in the mascot.
They wanted me
no,
or,
fuck
in
that.
The height of summer.
No.
Fuck off.
I know two people that have done Disneyland summers and they said they were fucking hard work. And one of them, she was like Cinderella and the other one was Snow White. You know, they were still allowed to look human.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to be a human because I was a HTF.
Babe, I think you're an HTF in so many areas of your life. You are.
I am a HTF. Now that I will get tattooed.
HTF.
HTF.
Fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Babe, how's your bum and tum? Is it hard to find?
So bad.
My tum is not hard to find these days.
Mate, well, I answered the door to you. You were like, babe, your button's undone.
Why have you not done your jeans up? She was like, yeah, my bra's not done up either.
Mate, this Veganuary.
Oh, mate, it's getting you down. I can see. Sorry, just for context, I've come to Claudia's for dinner tonight, and she texted me saying
dinner is a loose word.
Well, she said, "Oh, can you? I've forgotten a couple of ingredients. Can you bring 2 cans of chopped tomatoes?" In my head, I was like, "Okay, we can maybe do a nice vegan dinner with like chopped tomatoes as the base." I got there in the kitchen, put it next to all the other ingredients. All the other ingredients, celery and peppers. I was like. Okay, hey, that's kind of you.
There's beans, rice, it's going to be a chili. It's just a vegan chili. It's going to be fine.
I think
there's a lot of spices going in.
Okay, but you're down. I can see you're down.
I'm down because...
She's down again, guys. She's down.
So the reason my pants were undone and my bra was undone when you came around today is because I went for brunch with my friend today. Mm. And I find brunch difficult, you know, where's my tiny violin? Get it out.
Guys, as we've discussed on this podcast before, she can't go to brunch. None of the foods agree with her.
They
brunch.
Just don't. Like, I can't have eggs, I can't have avocado. There's loads of fruits that don't like me. All this stuff. Mm. It's like a room of people that don't like me.
Could you have a little porridge?
Well, no, because it's not vegan.
Porridge?
Because they didn't have any oat or almond milk to put in with the porridge.
Oh, fuck off. Where did you go for this brunch?
Spinach. They, no, I mean, it's in the name.
They have non-dairy milk.
They said it wasn't vegan what they were going to put in the porridge.
I am scandalised.
So, and also, even the porridge was all berries, bananas, forget even
it.
If they had.
Forget it.
And it was lunchtime and I wanted some lunch. And like, so usually I get by on brunch with like bacon and sausages.
And you
and
can't
whatever.
Eat avocado, can you?
Avocado don't like me.
So what did you have?
So, and it was delicious, but I knew it was going to backfire.
Oh.
Because the thing that really don't like me these days.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. And, oh, it did fuck you up, did it?
Shroomies. Do you know what? It wasn't too bad, but just before you came, I had to have like, I had my pants out and I had
an
ice thing on my
oh,
stomach.
Sweet.
It was like it was called like an open sandwich and it was artichoke puree. Like it's in an open relationship. It's seeing the grain bread, like on the side. Yeah, it was artichoke puree, sauteed mushrooms and like crispy artichokes on top. It was nice. I really don't like mushrooms anyway. I find them like sloppy goobers.
Okay.
Like, so
yeah. Okay. Fine.
Even still, I wasn't really looking forward to it, but it was the only thing on the menu that was vegan. Like the only thing on the menu that was vegan.
That's rubbish.
So
that's
it was like,
so,
well, this
is
what I'm going to... Their name is fucking spinach.
Just a bowl of spinach, please.
Also, the reason I picked it is because before we went, I checked the menu.
Mm.
And there was this really nice kind of like butterbean dal thing, that baba ganoush and all this stuff that I was reeling forward to. They're taking it off the fucking menu.
That's not on.
I checked the menu 2 days ago. That's why I picked that place.
See, that's really wrong because you could have gone to... Were you in Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
You could have gone Cooper's,
You
babe.
Could have gone fucking Cooper's. Anyway.
Just over the way.
So.
Oh, queen.
That's why I was down.
Yeah, I can see that.
But this whole week, it's been shit. Like, I've just been walking around with this, like, giant, hilariously, actually, the one of the things on the menu at Spinach today was called the de-bloater. I had it and it was lovely. A juice.
Yeah.
Because I have been so bloated I've had to really like get my wardrobe out to see what I could wear to work. Like it's just been, I don't know whether it's just mixed with like being on my period this week, whether it's Veganuary and there's loads of like fruit and veg that just really seem to like not agree with me. But the whole reason I've done Veganuary is because I want to try and get my gut healthier to help my IBS, but it seems like the more I try and eat healthier foods, the worse it gets. Whereas like when I eat really unhealthy stuff, I don't have problems with my IBS.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because those are not difficult foods to digest. They're plain.
Exactly.
Like when I think you think about, I don't know, a sausage roll or toast or bacon. Like whereas when you're getting your lentils, your beans, your chickpeas, it's hard to digest.
It's really hard. It's
so
really hard.
It's that balance of finding, okay, hear me out. Maybe Veganuary is not for you. Maybe
it's
just
not.
Stop doing it.
Well, there's not much longer left. And like
it's
I actually
like
11 find
days
when,
sorry,
yeah, no, you're right. I know that there's certain meals that we've done now that are fine with me. So I think I'm just gonna keep doing them until the end of January, just for myself, for me and Tim Spector. Like I just and Regina Spector, because you know you should involve her too.
I don't know who these people are.
Regina Spector.
I am Regina Spector.
You know, am I made that? Regina Spector is the name of the singer.
I know that's the singer, but I don't.
Tim Spector's the guy who does all the gut microbiome stuff. He's the one who made this documentary. He's the one who's like invented the Zoe badge thing.
Oh, really?
Tim Spector's
what
big
is it
dog.
Called Zoe?
I don't know.
Okay.
We should probably know that.
Should we?
I don't know.
I just thought, I assumed it was a woman called Zoe that had invented it.
You know, maybe it is a woman called Zoe and I've just taken that away from her.
And put it on fucking Tim Spector.
I'm pretty sure it's Tim Spector.
Is he related to Regina Spector?
Maybe Zoe is like his Sasha Fierce. Like,
alter ego.
After 9 o'clock, he's Zoe.
So he's like, I need to know about my blood sugar.
Zoe loves the microbiome madness.
Zoe. I need to know. That makes me feel sick.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's been a little bit shit. It's been a lot of late nights.
So sorry.
It's been a lot of Rich getting up in the middle of the night, going to get me an ice pack. From the fridge and just was like, yeah,
that was my stomach.
It's because the stomach cooked your dinner. But you know what has been fun? Yeah. And I feel like this is going to lighten the mood.
Okay.
So the other night I was having a really bad bloat.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually saying we couldn't work out what in the meal had done this to me, because it was all stuff we'd had before. And then we started speaking all the characters in the meal as if they were characters and traitors. Like, I'm 100% faithful. I wouldn't do this. I would never have done this to you. Like, and that really lightened the mood for me, because traitors is life. Traitors is life. And we have actually, I've given you permission to use...
Discuss condition. Do you remember that?
Permission to discuss condition.
I liked that.
It was good. To play a Diane quote.
I know, but it's on my phone. I'm recording on my phone. Sure. But Ra says,
you're like,
sorry.
And I was going to ask you this evening, if you could pick 5 celebrities,
yeah,
to be your traitors, if you were in a game of traitors, who would you have as your 5 traitors? No, let's do who would be your 3 traitors and your 5 faithfuls that you'd want to play with.
Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's
dun,
hope,
dun,
dun, dun. Listeners, you're watching traitors. If you know, what have you been doing?
If you're not, just fucking like, what, like, literally, what are you doing?
Okay, 3 traitors and 5 faithfuls.
Yeah, celebrities. Who do you think?
Okay, faithful. I'm gonna pick someone fucking sketchy as fuck, like Ray Winstone. I'm gonna have Ray Winstone, and I'm gonna have Rishi Sunak
as your faithfuls.
Yes.
It can't be trusted.
Yeah, so people will be fantastic hyper faithful.
Yes, okay.
I'm also gonna take Reese Witherspoon. Hang on, let me do it with the faith. Let me do the faithfuls.
You know she died.
What?
Reese
Witherspoon.
No, with a knife.
That's not. I didn't like it because I love Reese Witherspoon so much. I can't find that funny because I'm so upset.
I told everybody David Attenborough was dead this week.
Why did you do that?
Because Olivia messaged me, my sister who supposedly works in journalism, and messaged me and was like, oh, I've been tipped off that he's dead. So I told everybody at work, and that's then we were sat in a really serious safeguarding meeting, and you know the BBC News thing that goes off, dun, 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 whatever, the alarm, this teacher Ronwin, and I saw her do it, and I looked at them like,
there he
you
is.
Know what that means? Attenborough's dead. It's not fucking dead.
It's about inflation.
It's about fucking inflation. And everyone's like, no, everyone thinks I'm a traitor now. No one freaking trusts the word I say.
They shouldn't, because you leave meetings to go and find Smarties. Cram it in your mouth as quickly as possible.
I'm
vegan.
So desperate for chocolate. Was in Aldi the other day. Saw the sign that said vegan chocolate. Grabbed 2 bars. Because I'm on period as well. Like, I use the excuse of my period to eat chocolate. Mm. Like, nobody's fucking business. Mm. Get home. Already eaten half a bar. Went to Rich. This vegan chocolate's incredible. He was like, Claudia, that literally says milk chocolate on the front.
Claudia, every day I find out some way in which you've not done vocabulary. This bacon sandwich, this fake bacon, is delicious, Claudia. It's literally bacon.
You know how it says when you go to the supermarket, it's got the little signs underneath. This one said vegan chocolate, so I just fucking grabbed it.
I can't.
I'm only seeing red at the minute. I'm basically
did
wearing
you not
these
eat
red
that, thinking
goggles.
That's clearly not vegan.
Obviously. I thought it was delicious. I nearly bought another packet for my vegan mum coming tomorrow. I was like, I can't wait to give
your
this to her.
Your mum's vegan.
Yeah, fucking hell. Don't she want to tell you about
actual
it?
Actual vegan.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know.
Did she want to tell you?
But I.
How long has she been vegan for?
About 2 years.
Oh, yeah, okay. All yeah. Right.
Amen. Fucking vegans. Anyway, sorry.
Sorry.
You're traitors, your faithfuls.
Some are traitors. Okay, so we've got Ray Winstone and Rishi Sunak.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet.
Okay. Why?
Because I think she'd make a very good faithful. I think she'd be convincing. Mm. But she's shrewd enough that people may also suspect her.
She's very intelligent.
I'm going to have a... all right, so who have we got? We've got Rishi Sunak. We've got Ray Winstone. We've got Kate Winslet, Jon Snow, the news reporter, and we will also have Gemma Collins.
As a faithful?
Just because, I'm sorry, I think that would be gold, and she's a bit thick.
Fair.
Traitors, we've got Reese Witherspoon, probably not. Reese Witherspoon, Joey Essex.
I'm sorry. Is this the first time anyone's asked you this question? You are reeling these names out.
That's the first time.
Like you've been waiting your whole life to say this.
I'm just thinking on the spot what kind of dynamics I would want. Okay. We've got Reese Witherspoon. We've got Joey Essex. And then I'm thinking somebody like John Hamm.
Where is this coming from?
My brain.
Honestly, like, there's a real variety in the list that you've brought forward.
Tell me that you're not going to want to watch that.
I'm going to watch it.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know why I got so aggressive. I just think everyone could be equally suspicious.
Yeah.
And I think Reese Witherspoon would make an excellent traitor.
She would.
What about you?
I mean, I don't... Okay.
Why did you ask me this question then? I was surprised when I answered.
No, I'm just so surprised about how, like, ready... You didn't even take 2 minutes to think.
I thought
I was going to have time to think. All right, fine. Yeah, fair. People are
just sit in silence recording a podcast. Dead air is a crime.
I think Graham Norton would be an
excellent traitor. Yeah.
An excellent traitor.
Okay.
I would want Noel Fielding as a faithful, because I think people wouldn't trust him.
Great. I love that. I really love that. Noel Fielding. And he's really funny.
I'd want Tess Daly as a traitor.
Yeah. She might be rubbish, but...
I can't bear Tess Daly.
Yeah, no,
we actually have a Tess Daly drinking game in my family. Anytime, like, Tess goes, oh, you have to drink.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Once you clock that she does it once, you're twatted throughout Strictly. It's just fantastic. I'm holding to who are my traitors? Tess Daly, Graham Norton.
Mm-hmm.
I think my third traitor would be somebody very calm and quiet, like...
David Attenborough, who's dead.
God, how many times have I said people are dead on this podcast and they're not fucking dead?
We've done
Brian Blessed, Les Dennis.
Des Lynam, although I think he actually was dead.
No, I think it
dead.
Was Des Lynam that's dead. Les Dennis isn't. The name of that podcast episode is Les Dennis Isn't Dead.
We got very confused between Des, Les, Lionel and Dead. Dead. And then Dale Winton was in there as well, I think. He's dead too.
I think my third traitor.
Yeah.
Andy, what's his face? Tennis player. No.
Murray.
Yeah, Andy Murray.
And that he'd be great, I think.
I think he'd be really good. And then, okay, so then my faithful, who did I say?
I love that.
Who did I say? I had one already.
Did you? I can't remember. So I thought we'd just done all of your traitors. Did you say your faithful?
I can't remember. Oh, Noel Fielding.
Noel Fielding, because people wouldn't trust him.
Adele.
Yeah.
I think she'd be wild.
I heard... Oh, I can't say it on the podcast the day after. About Adele. Yeah.
Wing, wing, nudge, nudge.
Apparently she's not very nice.
I don't believe it. Okay. I don't believe it.
Okay.
I won't have it.
Okay. Okay.
Because also, I served her.
Oh, yeah.
And she was so nice.
Okay.
And I served many a person who was not nice. Many a famous person.
Who wasn't nice?
Who wasn't nice? Jennifer Saunders wasn't nice to me.
Really?
I made a penis joke.
Okay. Well, you've only got yourself to
blame. I had to, for an evening, be Dawn French's and Jennifer Saunders' like personal waitress.
Yeah.
For an evening. And we were kind of having like a nice little chat, but every time I went over, I just got the vibe that she wanted my friend. And I was like, I'm here to be your friend, not your waitress.
Yeah, well, sorry, what do you think this
obviously.
Is?
Yeah. And I asked them what they wanted, and Jennifer Saunders went, penis. And I went, sorry? She went, peanuts. And I went, I'm so sorry. Sorry, the first time you said that, it sounded like you said penis. Completely blank face.
Oh, come on,
Dawn
Saunders.
French was like, oh, if you could get us some of that, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, great. Love like, it. Yeah, there we go. Frenchie.
You know, I'm not doing this to name drop. I'm just doing this to say, we are always watching you.
And thinking and judging.
And putting it on a podcast to say.
Hey, Saunders, you're dead.
Like, you're cancelled. If you can't turn a peanuts into penis joke, like water into wine, who are you to be famous?
I thought she was in comedy.
That'd be another actually hilarious faithful. Dawn French.
She'd be great.
She'd be fantastic.
Because she's almost like another version of Claudia Winkleman with that fringe.
There is actually a fantastic sketch where she pretends to be Claudia Winkleman.
Is there?
And the polar neck gets bigger and bigger.
Oh,
and bigger
yes.
And higher
oh, that's amazing.
Fucking jokes.
Perfect.
I'd have Barack Obama as faithful.
Okay.
Because I just feel like he'd do a lot of like empowering speeches to the...
I think he could be suspicious as well. I think people would be suspicious.
They wouldn't trust him. Like, did he do what he said he was going to do?
Yeah. Or did he ignore a major water crisis? You know? Yes, he did.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Traitor. And my liar. My final one would be, who would be a good... The thing is about a key faithful.
Sorry.
Is you want someone a bit mouthy.
That's why I've got Collins in.
Yeah, yeah. Gemma Collins is a great shout. I'm going to go with... Lee Mack.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be quite good at working other people out, actually. Oh, what a great crew.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Well, because they've done a Celebrity Traitors, but it was in the US.
And that? I don't like it.
Really?
It's the joys that you get to know, you know.
You get to know
the common people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really want to watch. Because we already Just clonk that down. Jesus. We already have so many preconceived notions about celebrities. I think it's too hard to watch them come in and not already have these ideas of who's going to be a traitor, who would make a good traitor.
See, we've just done it, haven't we?
Like, we've just done it.
Yeah, it'd be difficult. But, you know, what a fantastic show. And if you're not watching it, then what the fuck are you doing?
Can I tell you, freaking hell, think about anxiety. If you did have like really bad anxiety, bloating stomach, whatever, during that round table, honey, can you imagine the round table just being pushed further and further away from you as your belly goes out?
I would be fucked because I'd be like, I need to go to the toilet. And they'd be like, we are filming. And
you
I'd be
can't
like,
no, do that.
I have to go immediately. And that would look so suspicious. It would look leaving to the toilet.
So suspicious. What I also really like about the round table at the minute is when they write names of who they... they want to banish, and there's so much misspelling, and I just think it's a really sassy, even sassier way of saying like, fuck you, I thought your name had a Z but it's actually an S.
Yeah, absolute spoiler. I've seen many tweets, spoiler,
sorry,
when Harry wrote down the name Charlotte
and Charlotte
and it was like me when I'm trying to describe what a small onion is, and it's like it literally spells it Charlotte. So funny. And Jasmine's name, it's just all...
It's just terrible.
An absolute nightmare. Anyway, we should probably wrap this up as we've been recording for about 40 minutes.
Yeah, and this
now
has become the Traitors podcast.
Yeah, sorry, we should set that up as well.
I'm not going to lie, I don't remember what we've said. I've had one glass of wine and I'm anybody's.
And you're mine now because I'm here. So who else is he going to be? Because your husband that doesn't exist isn't here.
He's not here again. He's flown away.
He's gone. He's left her alone. I've got a big spot of...
Honestly, the spots on my face. Ugh, it's crusty as fuck.
Right.
Get out.
Come on, let's go and have this fucking dreadful vegan chili then.
Honestly, like next week when we speak about how good this vegan chili is, you're going to feel really bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Aren't I just?
This is why I don't cook for you.
Is it?
Or is it because you
don't become your ass?
It's also that too.
No, I'm going to help cook and I'm going to enjoy the meal.
You're not going to touch a fucking thing. I'm going to dote on you like a queen.
Oh, thanks, Claude. That's so nice.
I'm not. I'm just saying it for a
Oh, okay.
Bye.